2013 rolls around, Cameron Booty moves in from Dallas, becomes your running back, and a quarterback by the name of Cooper Nunley, who we all had seen grow up through this program with Dylan Stoner.
Yeah, and you know, I watched Cooper and Dylan all the way, you know, from the time they're itty-bitty, and they made plays their whole life, and that's something that never stopped. It did take a little, you know, with Coach Maddox working with Cooper, you know, to inject your offensive system into Cooper rather than I'm throwing the ball to Dylan because I like him, which is a pretty good strategy. But so I thought Coach Maddox did an amazing job of developing Cooper. He's super talented. One of the better natural throwers that we have. He's a lot like Mark Ginther. Of course, with the talent of Dylan Stoner and some of those other kids, we went through a pretty ridiculous few years offensively. Cameron Booty came in had to learn our system, but more importantly, he had to learn, you know, our environment, our trusting team. There were a lot of things that Cameron had to adapt to, and it took him a while, and it was a struggle. I credit Coach Greenwood for most of that. He's the one that took Cameron under his arm and taught him the ways and encouraged him. And when Cameron Booty, when he figured that out, he was a really good player. He helped us win.
And he had to play some defense, which he hadn't really done all year in the playoffs. Again, having to play a position that he wasn't really familiar with, and yet he excels. And then Cooper Nunley with his pass to Dylan Harding with seconds left.
I know. You can't make it up. That's what I tell everybody. If you look back over some of these plays and some of these players, I mean, you couldn't in your wildest imagination draw it up, but that Cooper Nunley would drop back late in the game, 70 yards away, against a safety blitz that we didn't block and hit Dylan Harding in stride for the game-winning score. It's just ridiculous. But so many countless memories like that you know, you'll just never forget.
Nunley gets him grouped up out of the shotgun, looks, fires over the middle, throws deep. Harding has it at the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Trojans. Here we go again. Nunley had time. He rifled the pass, and Harding beat the defender. Nunley hung in there, had a little bit of pressure, stepped up. Ogundere got to him and knocked him on his rump, but Nunley gets up and is running downfield. He loves the pass play to Dylan Harding. The Trojans, 20-16. Dylan Harding, the Oklahoma State University commit, and he just put himself into jinx lore with that TD catch.
That was Cooper Nunley's best pass of the night.
Here's the quarterback under pressure, gets away, steps up, he throws deep. There's a man there, so is Jinx. They pick it off at the 30-yard line.
Dylan Stoner.
And the sophomore Stoner with the interception, and the cake is baked.
You've had several players, some that have become really good players, to move in into the system, that move in from out of state. Tanner Shutt comes from Alaska. I mean, we could run down the list. But how is it that these kids feel comfortable in such a large school, in such a large setting, in such a huge setting like Jinx?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. And I just, you know, I don't know how it evolved, but I go all the way back to my high school coach, how he made our football locker room and our football environment a family. I mean, we met together as a team. We ate together as a team. We had parent involvement in some of the same things that we still try to do here today. I mean, I've always told, you know, every set of coaches that we have for all 22 seasons, how would you want your football program to be if your son played here? You know, what would you want to offer? What would you want to teach your kid if your kid played here? And I've always said, I would want my kid to play here, you know? And I think that's, I mean, it's hard there because, you know, you hear the stories of the Booties and the Shucks and all those people, but I would say there's twice as many that don't make it because it's the commitment level here is not normal. It's hard. If you want to go through the things that You know, from the stands, it looks so fun. It looks, all you see is Dylan Stoner jogging out there and catching passes, but it's the other 9 months that make it pretty tough. So, but in the same breath, if we're developing young men and developing character, I think that football is still the best classroom for that. I think we do a good job of that.
Fake handoff. Nunley back. Throws it deep. Man's there. Back in the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown. Crossman's on the catch by Stoner. Nunley stood in there. Got rocked. Threw it up for grabs at the back of the end zone. I thought he was throwing it away. And there was number 21 at the back of the end zone for the go-ahead touchdown with 2:55 remaining. The three-peat is complete. For the first time, a senior class has won three straight state championships. For the first time since 2001, the Trojans win this one 21-14.